is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
And put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism.
It is the show that's stopping totalitarianism. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it is another fast-moving news day, of course, as I always say now. It's like every moment there's more and more news coming our way. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Orville Dam. Yes, we still are going to be talking about that. Also, CalExit, this whole Jeffersonian movement that everybody seems to be overlooking, which should not be. They should not be doing that. And, so many things going on in the Trump administration, the Trump world. Devin Nunes coming under complete fire from the left. By the way, you know, aren't you getting a little bit tired of the whiny Chuck Schumer? Chucky baby? Aren't you just getting tired of that one? Well, I am. I'm really, really, really tired of Chuck Schumer. But, you know, hey, I don't know. We might have another 7+ years ahead of Chucky Schumer. Chucky. You know, at some point, the left, by way of Chuck Schumer, they're going to make some big mistakes. And we're going to be here pointing out those mistakes to you, of course. But it's kind of interesting because Donald Trump tweets this morning brought back some legacy issues with Agenda 21 Radio, some of the things that we've covered over the years. And I thought to myself, See, Trump tweeted out this morning references to Hillary Clinton and Uranium One. Well, here I am again. Once again, this is a story that's well over two years old with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. The Uranium One issue. Oh, my goodness. And how Hillary Rodham Clinton brokered deals for uranium for such rogue countries as Russia, hello, and Turkey. Erdogan. Yes, Kerr Dam incident, the story about the Kerr Dam up there, the Flathead Indian Reservation, all the stuff going on. And I believe it's Montana and Idaho and that whole area. Because, you know, see, our United States of America is a mineral rich country. We are so blessed because we have so much wealth here just in our natural resources in the United States of America. No other country on the planet has it like what we have it. So everybody wants it. So when Hillary Clinton comes along and Bill Clinton come along, of course, they want to sell it to everybody else. Might as well just sell our country to other people, right? or at least the rights to minerals and so on. You can do that. Absolutely. Enter Uranium One, a Russian concern, a Russian entrepreneur, if you will, that ultimately bought up the rights for uranium in the United States to the tune of 20% of our total uranium. And who brokered the deal but then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? And what did she get? Well, her foundation got millions and millions of dollars from this Russian, who, by the way, set up a sort of shell corporation out of Canada to make it look like it was a Canadian firm that was buying up all the mineral rights. Yet Hillary Clinton knew, because she got millions and millions of dollars. Remember the $500,000 speech for like 1 hour that was made by Bill Clinton? Do you remember that? That was about 19 or 2010. Boy, dating myself there. 2010. Remember that? Well, that was part of the Uranium One deal. And it was Russia. Now, you see, it's kind of interesting what's going on with the Russian connection and the Russian dealings that Hillary Clinton and now John Podesta were known to have made and continue to have made. In fact, what we're finding out about John Podesta, which is, you know, it's kind of, this is, you're finding out, this is stuff we've already known, that he, some of his business deals have never been surfaced, even when he was working for President Obama, which he should have declared never did, overlooked. And now people are starting to go through the, well, the so-called new stream media, alt-right media, or so on, you know, us people, in the news stream media, where the mainstream media missed this one years ago. We were outing it years ago. And now all of a sudden, Donald Trump is saying, wait a minute, here we go. This is what we know. Now, this is kind of interesting because all this nefarious activity by Hillary Clinton selling uranium rights and even President Barack Hussein Obama guaranteeing rights by way of various treaties and things like that, which is what exactly what he did with the in the situation with the Kerr Dam incident, which we reported on. It was basically the Kerr Dam incident was an incident in which it guaranteed Erguron, the country of Turkey, the uranium rights of the Flathead Indian Reservation. Didn't hear about that one, did you? Except if you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio and Breitbart, our own Chris Street reported it on Breitbart as well, to the outrage of a lot of people. But it's just kind of like, hey, that's just the way they do business. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Now, with Donald Trump's tweets, I would call them retweets, retweets from Agenda 21 Radio and other alternative media sources. It's just not me. You know, you've got Alex Jones and all the other guys out there that were reporting the same thing. It's not that we use the same sources. Actually, what it is we just dig a little bit deeper. And it's not that deep. Come on. But the mainstream media is not going to report it. Why? Because they're all in on the deal. They're part of the One World Order globalist agenda. See, One World Order globalist agenda for the United States, what it means, since we are the principal being attacked by all these people, it means seizing our natural resources. Enter Clive and Bundy. Enter the Malheur. Oh, I'm sorry. I failed to let you know what was really truly going on with the Malheur. You know, the Bundy takeover of that Malheur Reserve in Oregon that led to the death of, not by them, but led to the murder by the FBI of Lavoie Finicum? What was in play there? Well, the natural resources of where? Harney County. Yeah, what's up with that? Harney County. Well, I'll tell you what's up with Harney County, ladies and gentlemen. Harney County. Yes, our very own Harney County. Are you ready for this? Harney County is mineral rich, really. And you know what kind of minerals it's really rich in? Could it be uranium? You got it. Bingo. Uranium. And who's there buying up the natural resources? A company called Uranium One. And that is brought to you by, guess who? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Now, come on. stand up and cheer for Hillary. Boy, she just brokered that deal for that Uranium One. And it just so happens that it's Harney County, right where the Hammonds were arrested. And by the way, it was the Hammond family ranch that's so rich in what? Uranium. And also another element that Bill Gates just absolutely loves, and that's called thorium, number 90 on the periodic table of the elements. You see, ladies and gentlemen, once you start scratching and sniffing around about this whole deal that is going on in regards to what Donald Trump retweeted to everybody, once you start scratching and sniffing, guess what? You realize, uh-oh, there may be more to this story than what we realize. And that's a fact, Jack. Uranium One. Do you think that, gee, they really wanted to make sure nobody was on the trail of Uranium One? Oh, by the way, and better than that, thorium. Who owns most of the rights of the thorium in Harney County? Probably the most abundant place on the planet with the purest of, well, minerals of thorium. The mineral is so pure up there. It's unbelievable. There's so much of it in abundance, you can actually kick it off the surface of the earth. Well, who owns all that? Who has the biggest rights to that? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to keep you in suspense on this. Bill Gates. Of course, he owns the richest deposit of thorium on the planet, which happens to be Harney County, Oregon. Now, don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Do you see why they murdered LaVoy Finicum? Of course, that's not the whole story. LaVoy Finicum, what was he doing? He was, well, teaching people about the Constitution. And God forbid people learn about their constitutional rights and more importantly, their God-given rights by way of the Constitution. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul@a21r.com. Liberty Tour 6 is, well, right around the corner next month. Liberty Tour 6, April 22nd, Church of Glad Tidings in Yuba City, California, Live Oak area. You can get your tickets by going to our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the Liberty Tour banner. And also, it takes you right to Eventbrite, so you can purchase a ticket. The tickets are $15 right now, $20 at the door. You don't want to miss out. Of course, it pays for the expenses of the house, essentially. And we've got a host of people that are going to be there that are going to be absolutely mind-blowing. The theme... And remember, when we do the Liberty Tours, the theme is always centered around the Constitution. There's always a constitutional theme about what we're doing. And the last two, were centered around the Constitution. This one is centered around, guess what, the Declaration of Independence. If you want to become a new state, well, you have to go through a process of declaring yourself independent as a state. And there is a process. It's not an event. It's a process. Remember that. And we explain all that to you there at the Liberty Tour. Also, we're going to be bringing in former Assembly Speaker, former Assemblyman from the state of California, Tim Donnelly. He's going to be our guest. We've got Katie Grimes. She's with, of course, ReaganBaby.com and Flash Report. She's reporting on, well, guess what? She'll be there with us talking about voter fraud. One of the many grievances that those people that want to form a new state, well, this, guess what? That's a grievance, the voter fraud. And it's just rampant voter fraud in California, ladies and gentlemen. You have to, you know, everybody I think who lives here understands it's just absolutely unhinged. There's so much money in it, and there's so much fraudulent behavior by such people as Jerry Brown. It's, you know, criminal behavior. And we understand that Jeff Sessions is going to take this on. So she's going to be with us and going to be talking about that one grievance. Red Smith is also going to be talking to us about the Cal Exit Program. And it's interesting. I'm going to be reading an article here. We're going to be talking about Tim Donnelly's recent article he just put up on Breitbart. Timely. This article is kind of a, you know, it's a good one. It's a very good one. And it basically says a lot of the things I've been saying. But it's from a little bit different perspective and vantage point of a former assembly member. He also was the former, he ran against Jerry Brown for governor and got primaried out by his own Republican Party. The conservative wing of the Republican Party was all over Tim Donnelly. Yet the leadership, oh no, they wanted the leftist in. And so they got a guy by the name of Neil Kashkari, who was a ringer for the Obama people. And that's how our Republican Party rhinos out here think, and a very dangerous group of people. That's why there's no Republican Party in California to speak of. So anyway, the Liberty Tour is going to be really, I think, a blockbuster. And, of course, the other big deal that we're going to be talking about, as I guess you, if you want to say it's a grievance, is the lack of, The Orville Dam situation, that is going to be talked about. But we're going to talk about it not necessarily from a political standpoint. You won't hear the politics that you might hear here on Agenda 21 Radio, you know, Brown bashing, that sort of thing. We're not going to be looking for that. No, because we're going to be looking for how are we going to save our butts, our lives, our property? Because as you know, and you've been listening to this radio show, there's more and more danger, really, at the dam. We're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. The sheriff at any point in time could be calling for an evacuation. We're still living under that because there are a lot of engineering problems at the dam, as we've pointed out. And by the way, we have our new video out, a short clip of a report. We got the longer version coming out later this afternoon of our trip, our 12th trip journey, if you will, to the Oroville Dam site. So that's up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see that one. It gives you a really pretty good briefing. The one that's coming out later today is going to be giving you a little bit more pictures and just some description of some of the issues going on. But there are so many issues there. We just think it's a real important thing to discuss evacuation plans and safety with our audience. And we're going to do what nobody else is doing in the area, which I find absolutely amazing. We had a whole different block scheduled for the Liberty Tour. And what we have decided to do is that block's gone. We're going to have to put it in one of the other Liberty Tours and the topics that we're going to discuss, because we think it's more important that we inform the community and the world about what our evacuation plans are going to be, what safety plans we think that the John Q. public needs to know about. And we're going to be asking for assistance from some of the law enforcement agencies around the area to come in and give us sort of an update and a plan so that the people can be forewarned, number one, good communications, and forearmed. So in other words, you know, what is going to be their plan? What are you going to do? And where are the resources? Where can you find the necessary resources to make these plans to get out of Dodge? Now, this is a basic survivalist thing. And, you know, we advertised New Mana Foods as a survival thing, food and supplies and so on. And you might want to visit our website, New Mana Foods, that we have there. New Mana Foods, now this is interesting, newmana.com/21prep. That's our website for that. But everybody should have an evacuation plan and be contingent upon an emergency. This is just good planning. But here in Northern California, you know, it really caught everybody off guard, and it's a good learning lesson for everybody in the nation. Be prepared for any kind of a weather event or whatever. And, you know, the aging infrastructure issue is not going to go away for a long time. We need to spend, and again, Donald Trump is on the right track here. We have bridges, we have dams, we have everything in our system is aging. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to age and decay and become decrepit and we all go away. That's what Jerry Brown wants. Jerry Brown wants to bring the dams down. Now, don't get me started on that. But we need to be prepared in any event for just any emergency. And, again, we learned a big lesson on the night that the sheriff in Butte County declared an emergency and evacuated immediately. But he did it for the right reasons, I can tell you. We're going to reveal those reasons at some point in time, but I'm holding off for a whole host of reasons. But, you know, the sheriff made the right call because it was very, very clear that the people of the Department of Water Resources they blew it and put a lot of people at risk, a lot of people at risk. And, boy, they opened up the floodgates on that dam to drain that dam as quickly as they could once they realized what kind of a problem they actually had. It was the sheriff who really, really saved the day and saved the dam by making the call to do the emergency evacuation. So my point is this, is that what we're doing is we're taking for our own Liberty Tour, and we're just going to plug in another component of the tour here. What is your survivalist instincts? What is your plan for survival? What is your evacuation plan? What safety things do you have? What food do you have? What equipment and so on? Those are the things we're going to be discussing, because we think it's really important, not just in this case, that everybody learn the lesson, but what's the next thing? You might learn a lesson, but what are you going to do about it? You have to take action, and you have to do something. So that's what we're doing on Liberty Tour 6. That's going to be a big component. And we just decided to do this really last week. We have to be flexible. We have to be responsible to the community that we live in, because nobody else is doing it. Nobody. How does government respond? Well, it's kind of interesting is that you have a lot of these bureaucrats in offices that are, well, shouldn't necessarily be there. They're more figurehead than anything else. Well, you know what? When they're bureaucrats doing nothing, and figureheading an office designed to keep me safe, and they're doing nothing? Well, guess what? It's time for me to learn how to keep myself safe. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Numana.com/21prep. Get all your needs met there at Numana Foods. Okay. Nigel Farage. Well, you know, we blew this up yesterday. It was this whole thing about breaking up California. Now, again, another attempt to break up California. We have the so-called Cal Exit Program, which is a secessionist movement. I'm trying to get some vernacular ahead of the story because we got to clean up some things that are written in the story, but that's okay. The gist of the story is outstanding. But this article that has appeared in yesterday's paper, that I think it was the Daily Mail, about Nigel Farage, creating or wanting to become a part of what's known as the so-called CalExit program, hashtag CalExit. Now, the hashtag CalExit program is not what Nigel Farage or what is being reported in the papers. Now, I don't think, and we're going to look for some clarity, and we put in some calls to these people to find out what some more things about it. About what their attempt is, because it's very, very unclear and very confusing. And I think it's a good thing that it is confusing for the CalExit people. They want confusion. They get all the publicity about this. It's misdirected and misguided, and this will become very clear as I go through the whole article here in a second. But this article is written by former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, who's been on this show. And it's in response to the article that came out yesterday in the Daily Mail about this CalExit program that's designed to split California into two states. Well, those of you that have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio, you know that this notion of splitting California into two states is not what CalExit is. CalExit is the secessionist movement. It's not state split. It's secessionist. That's what CalExit is. They want to form a new country. And who would be the head of the new country? And it would be Jerry Brown. El Presidente, Jerry Brown. And what about the country itself? Well, the country would be reporting to, are you ready for reporting? I use that word, to the United Nations, of course. You see, it's the United Nations who wants California. Get it? And the Pope. Can't throw out the Pope. That'd be like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. So what kind of California would it be under a CalExit? Well, it's going to be a communist-leaning theocracy, in my opinion. That's the way California would be. None of this stinking Republic Democratic thing going on. Come on. Can't have that. No, it'll be a dictatorship, like it is right now. With the dictator, Jerry Brown. I don't want to go any more on that. Anyway, so this is what Donnelly said in Breitbart today in response to the CalExit notion that is being foisted upon us by the newspaper that's saying it wrong because it is not a secessionist movement that Nigel Farage and Aaron Banks is his partner. He was a partner in the Brexit movement. That's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about a secessionist movement. It says there is a new CalExit movement afoot. This is Tim Donnelly writing this now. And it just received $1 million cash infusion and two potentially explosive partners as, quote, the bad boys of Brexit. Nigel Farage and Aaron Banks. The movement's leaders have set their sights on splitting the Golden State into two countries, Eastern and Western. Excuse me, two Californians. See, I'm even doing it. I'm reading it. Two Californias, Eastern and Western. The UK Mail, or Daily Mail, reports that former UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage and Leave backer Aaron Banks have just returned to the United States, where they helped raise $1 million for a CalExit campaign which would split California into two Eastern and Western regions. The move would come as no surprise to anyone who is paying attention to California politics. This is Tim writing this now. The State of Jefferson movement has been fighting to secede from California proper since 1941. Now, the operative wrong word there is secede. That's not what the Jefferson movement is about. So I'm correcting Tim Donnelly here. It is a state split movement. In other words, forming a new state from an existing state. To secede is unlawful. That it's an unlawful movement unless you use the Constitution to make your exit out of California, out of the United States. But you have to have 2/3 majority of the states agree to that. That's not going to happen for California. So it's the violent portion of secession that is of concern to all of us here. Because as you know, here on Agenda 21 Radio, we have been reporting to you about the various meetings and so on that have been going on between La Raza and various Democratic leaders, like Javier Becerra and Kevin DeLeon, who want revolution. who want to kill white people. That's the secessionist part. No one's talking about that. I mean, they're talking about it in private because we've had people who've been there in the meetings and we've talked to them about it. This is ongoing. Oh, and who else was at some of those meetings? Well, when President Obama was president, there were five members at one meeting from the Obama administration openly talking about sedition and killing white people. I mean, that's what it is. This is deep. I mean, and around the country, as you listen to this, this is what's going on in California, and it will come to your state, too. That's why I'm kind of putting on a California campaign. Come back to California. Take back California. Join up with the Jefferson movement. Now, let me explain the Jefferson movement to you so you understand. You see, words have meaning, as Antonin Scalia was always so bold to say, right? Words have meaning. And what we have right now is a situation with the words having meaning relative to secede and state split. Three words right there. Secede. That's what we're talking about. S-E-C-E-D-E. See the meaning of that word? When I see that, I see revolution. And in fact, it was in the court decision, White versus Texas, and this is right after the Civil War, that said that there's only two ways a state can get out of the union. One, do it constitutionally and having the rest of the states agree to it and saying, yes, you can go. And the other is revolution, violent revolution. That's the only way you can do it. See, this is known. So that word has meaning to it. I'm emphasizing it because one little word turns your world upside down, doesn't it, when you know the real true definition of it. So we don't want to get that word confused with state split. Hashtag CalExit has largely been a leftist movement, as the Yes California campaign has sought to leave the United States altogether and form its own country in the wake of Trump's election. Now, let's be clear here, because I'm not sure Tim's clear on this. If you're not working in this hand over fist every day, this might be a little bit confusing. The Yes California campaign gave rise to CalExit. Yes California had been around for about 5 years and pretty much laid dormant. See, this is the sign of a Soros operation. Laid dormant, all of a sudden, boom, flashbang grenade goes off, and we've got CalExit. So CalExit is Yes California. They just changed the name and the corporate meaning of it all. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the state of Jefferson and what this means for them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this.
So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this new CalExit, which is not CalExit. We don't even know what the name is. I don't even think they have a name, but we put in calls and so on, haven't gotten anything returned from people, because some of these are in Washington and some are in London, and we're waiting to hear with bated breath. We will know by this morning, though. A little bit later, not I don't think for showtime, but you might want to check back on the website so we can get some clarity. We'll have an article posted up about that. Also, our new video will be coming out. Another YouTube will be coming out sometime today, so look for that. And our YouTube that we put together on Sunday up at the dam is out also on Agenda 21 Radio. All you need to do is go to our YouTube channel and pick up the latest, which kind of coincidentally goes into things that we're going to be talking about in the third hour here on the radio show. Okay, so what in the world is really truly going on with this whole CalExit thing? And we're talking about this article that Tim Donnelly wrote, and we're kind of getting some clarification from it. So now, what is the Jefferson movement in the mind of Tim Donnelly relative vis-a-vis this new so-called CalExit? Again, I don't want to be confusing to you. CalExit is, yes, California, same group of people. Yes, California gave rise as a nonprofit to CalExit, the secessionist movement to break away California as a new nation. Get it? So, meanwhile, this is his article. Meanwhile, those pushing to form the 51st state of Jefferson from a collection of 25 rural California counties expressed frustration over being, quote, ruled over by the two heavily populated urban centers of political power, Los Angeles and San Francisco. The new move by the architects of Brexit to split California into two separate states along the lines of Virginia and West Virginia is likely to draw support from those who have been fighting to do exactly that for decades. The map of CalExit movement would look like, well, would look something like what he describes here. Western California along the coastline from Los Angeles slash Orange County LA line along all the way up to the Oregon border, largely hugging the coastline and including major urban centers of power, Los Angeles and San Francisco, as well as northern coast counties of Mendocino, Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte. Well, there's two counties right there in the state of Jefferson. Eastern California would comprise the rest of the current state of California, including all eastern countries or counties of the state. See, I don't want to confuse you there either. And also the coastline from L.A. Orange County Mexican border. Where the CalExit 2 map differs markedly from the state of Jefferson proposal is the seceding of the northern coastal counties noted above to Western California. and the inclusion of the entire eastern part of the state and Orange County and San Diego counties. But a fraudulent bankrupt successful, a new CalExit campaign would pit Hollywood elites versus the people, according to the Daily Mail. Banks said their goal was breaking up the bad government. 70% of the people in California are unhappy with their government. It's the world's sixth largest economy and very badly run. That might give those on the right and the left something to cheer together about. Tapping the deep discontent of California, fraudulent banks believe they can help liberate voters through referendum. After raising close to $500,000 in one fundraising dinner attended by hundreds of disenfranchised Californians in Orange County, they raised that amount again at an exclusive event for the super wealthy captains of agriculture and industry and tech, along with a few lawyers. Banks explained to the Sunday Times what they hoped to accomplish. One role was to show them how to light a fire and win. Well, okay. It's like we Californians can't do it on our own, I guess. But we can. And, of course, we Jeffersonians can do it on our own as well. We've been doing it. And we are doing it. So this is the thing that we're getting into. One, we're confusing some semantics that we need to stop. And everybody needs to be on the same page about what the Jefferson movement is all about. They need to be on the same page from the standpoint that what we have here is a failure to communicate properly, which plays right into the hands of the left, the CalExit people. And we don't want them to do that. We don't want that. So clarity is very important. The Jefferson movement is a state split. Look it up. Constitution. Look it up. Article 4, Section 3. California State Constitution also has the same provisions. And basically, what we could do here is form a new state. And it's like I've always said, I'm the guy who came up with this terminology about Jefferson and what the movement is about. It's about, and now here comes the symbolism, it's about putting another star on the flag. Get it? In other words, right now, and I had a person, an adult person, 30-ish, ask me why I talk about the stars on the flag so much. That that's how deep it goes. And so I was kind of like dumbfounded. I said, well, you know, the stars have meaning. So does red and white stripes. They have meaning on the flag. They're symbolic. They have, you know, symbolism has meaning to it. Means something. And he goes, oh. I said, have you ever counted the number of stars? Let me count them for you. There's 50 on the flag right now. Did you know that when this country was first formed and we had the 13 colonies, it turned into 13 states? The very first flag we had 13 stars. And it's kind of like the light bulb went off at that point. Like, oh, you mean the number of stars means the number of states that we have? I said, exactly. And I said, what we're here to do in this movement, the Jefferson movement, is to put another star on the flag. And I said, that would make it 51 stars on the flag. And, of course, I'm being a little bit dramatic and but, you know, you can imagine my, like, wow. He didn't know what this. The guy was probably 30-ish something. So we have, we have a lot to do in terms of educating people. Now, I mean, just if you don't understand the stars on the flag, how are you going to understand secession versus state split? Constitution, get my drift. So we must beg for clarity? No, we must demand clarity and understand the importance of the meaning of just one word. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, numana.com/21prep for all your prepping needs. And click on the information about, yes, the Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour 6 is back in town. Liberty Tour 6 is going to be April 22nd at the Church of Glad Tidings. It's a Saturday. Doors open at 7:30. We'll have booths and places to go to check out things you might want to get, books and so on. We're going to have a whole host of great speakers and presenters. The major theme, as we always put out a theme, constitutional theme for the Liberty Tour, is the Declaration of Independence. The meaning of it and what is going forward with a stagnant document that just sits there and gathers dust, or can we, well, make our own Declaration of Independence, if you know what I mean? And yes, you can, and we will show you how that all plays out. Also, another big thing that's going to be on the docket, if you will, we have brushed aside a major portion of what we're going to be doing at the Liberty Tour. Why? Because we have this damn crisis. You know, we're going to be talking about one of the things that nobody wants to talk about. What is your evacuation plan? What are your survival plans? in light of this damn disaster that, by the way, we are still under the, well, I guess you would say the bad spell of this Oroville Dam. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.